Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casanova for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nan takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Barry reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Don Locke. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Casanova moves to second. Ken Hamlin pinch runs for Frank Howard. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Ken Hamlin now playing second base. Bob Savarin now playing shortstop. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.